It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Monday, December 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Vikings win last night over the Dallas Cowboys 34-26. J.J. McCarthy, another good game for the Vikings, throwing two touchdowns, running for another score. It would be fullback C.J. Ham that would have the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter on his first carry of the season. With that loss, the Dallas Cowboys now need to win their last three games and hope that the Philadelphia Eagles lose their last three in order for the Cowboys to make the playoffs. Both of McCarthy's touchdown passes last night were to wide receiver Jalen Naylor, as the Vikings have won back-to-back games for the first time this season. Minnesota officially eliminated from the playoffs before kickoff last night. Vikings look to make it three in a row as they take on the New York Giants on the road next Sunday at noon. Also yesterday, the LA Chargers eliminated the Kansas City Chiefs from playoff contention with a 16-13 road victory. Also, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tore the ACL in his left knee. Chargers won both games this year versus Kansas City as they improved to 10-4. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, their playoff hopes officially ended with that loss as they fall to 6-8. Green Bay, a pass rusher, Micah Parsons, ended up injuring his left knee on a non-contact play yesterday. He'll be out for a while as the Packers lose in Denver to the Broncos, 34-26. With that loss, now the Packers fall into second place in the NFC North. Seattle's Jason Myers would kick a franchise record 6 field goals, including a 56-yard game winner with 29 seconds left, as the Seahawks defeated the Indianapolis Colts 18-16. Indianapolis went with 44-year-old quarterback Philip Rivers, his first NFL action in nearly 5 years. Didn't play too bad. Rivers did throw a touchdown pass and did get the Colts in position for a 60-yard field goal that gave them a lead with 47 seconds left. The Rams' Matthew Stafford threw for 368 and hit Colby Parkinson for two touchdowns, as the NFC-leading LA Rams clinched a playoff berth as they defeat the Detroit Lions 41-34. Rams running back Kyren Williams ran for two scores, while Blake Corum added another touchdown as the Rams came back from an early double-digit deficit shortly before halftime. They would score 20 straight points, securing their 8th victory in 9 games. Meanwhile, for Detroit, their wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown had 13 catches for 2 touchdowns and 163 receiving yards. The Buffalo Bills have kept themselves in the race for the AFC East as Josh Allen threw 3 touchdown passes and James Cook ran for 2 others and caught one, as the Bills came from behind yesterday, down 21-0, to beat the New England Patriots 35-31. Buffalo prevented New England from clinching the division. The Bills also overcame a double-digit deficit for the 3rd time this season. Meanwhile, the Patriots have lost their first division game of the year. They also had their 10-game winning streak come to an end. Week 15 concludes tonight with Monday Night Football as the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Miami Dolphins at 7:15 on ESPN. The Steelers are 7-6. They currently hold a half-game lead over Baltimore for first place in the AFC North. While Miami, they won 4 games in a row. They're still in playoff contention at 6-7, looking to get back to the 500 mark with a victory tonight. And that's a look at your sports on this Monday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.